page 81. Page 81, Tov Kuf Chav Tes. Dine Simchas Yom Tov. Chetzi LaHashem V'Chetzi LaChem. That halacha really applies to all of the Yom Tov, but especially it's miyuchid for the Yom Tov of Shavuos Shtei Alechem. Chetzi LaHashem V'Chetzi LaChem. Okay, the positive over here, it's, these are halachas. Kosev Rambam Perek Vav Din Tes Zayin. Kishem Shemitzvah L'Chabit HaShabbos Ula Anga. Just like there's a mitzvah too, to delight, to honor Shabbos, and to find joy in Shabbos, to bring delight to Shabbos. Kach kol yomim toivim shnemar l'kdoish Hashem mechubad. So what does that mean? L'chol yom tov nemar b'chem mikra kodesh. Now it says l'kdoish Hashem, to the holy of Hashem, mechubad, you shall ascribe honor.
Amen.
So the word Kodosh refers to the Moadim, because all of the Moadim are called Mikroei Kodesh. Last week's parasha, behold, Yom Tov Nemar B'chem Mikro Kodesh, Ukvar Be'arnu Kibud Ba'inig Be'el Chashabbos. I'm now repeating that. There are two different dinim. There's din of Kovet Shabbos, and there is din of Oinig Shabbos. And each one has its own parameters. When is Ikur Kovet Shabbos? Is at night or by day? Day. The Ikur Kovet Shabbos is by day. You have a choice. Anything which falls in the realm of Kvod Shabbos, you do by day. Oinik Shabbos is that I don't think there's a difference. Okay, let's see further.
The Chayin Roy Lo. The Shalah says on last week's parsha, the Shalah that says Moadei Hashem, it says, you know, it's Samach Ben Hagefa. Your Yomtiv is you. Hachodesh Azelochem, you get, you know, make your Yomtiv and everything. As long as you understand one thing, it's Moadei Hashem. You get Hashem to celebrate it the way I tell you.
The terms are very precise.
Right.
And I'll give you an example. This parasha I want to talk about is that during this period of time, the Talmidim of Yekiva died because Shaloi Nohagu Kovoid Zeloze. So I saw in the Sefer, he asked the question, how could it be that the Talmidim of Yekiva were not knowing Kovoid Zeloze when it's Rabbi Yekiva was the one who taught last 2 weeks parasha, V'yohafta L'reyacha Kamoicha Ze Klal Gadol Batoira. So this was his mantra. When you come into his yeshiva, there's probably a big banner. It was a big banner of Yahafta L'reacha Kamoicha. And his Talmidim would not know who covered Zeh L'zeh. So in this Sefer, which I don't remember where I saw this, is a brilliant dance. He says, you have to understand something. There's a very big difference, the difference between Kovoid and Ahava. Love and Kovoid. They're not the same.
No.
Because you love something doesn't mean you give it Kovoid. Enochanami, the Talmidim of Yekiva, they were knowing Ahava. But just because there was Ava doesn't mean there was Kovoid. So what exactly is the difference? Oh, that's another topic of discussion to figure out exactly.
You love your kids.
What I had said was that the difference is Rabbi Kiva was a Mashiach. He believed in Bar Kokhba for a long time.
That's his
term.
Kabed is mirch. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to love your father.
Right.
It doesn't say that. Why doesn't it say to love your father or mother? It says give cover. What about love? Love, mstama, it's natural. That's part of the DNA to love your parents. Hashem wants more. He wants you to show it. The shkava l'chayre is a manifestation of the love. There's first ava, and on top of the ava, then there's the manifestation of ava, there is covered. Every parent loves their child, but every parent shows it to their child. Okay, any event, it says in the pasuk, l'chudosh Hashem michubad. So if this we can take away from this yesod, that it says with regard to the holy things of Hashem, there should be honor. It's not enough to say, oh, I love Yom Tov, I love Shabbos. You have to show it. The way you show it is to dress nice, to have good food. There has to be an external, there has to be some type of form of display of your love for Shabbos and the Moadim. Behold, Yom Tov Nemar B'chem Mikra Kodesh required Bayarnu Akibud Ba'Oinig Behilchei Shabbos. So therefore there's Kovod, and maybe Oinig means it's personal. Oinig means I enjoy. What I enjoy is not what you enjoy. So when someone is watching me do something on Shabbos, they don't know that I'm enjoying it. I know that I'm enjoying it because this is what I like. But you have to do something which is Kovod to show people that yes, I'm also Mechavet Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, what is the consequence? Gesundheit of these halachas, a person should not dine Erev Yom Tov min HaMincha Lamala, Kemo Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to have a meal on Erev Yom Tov the same way you may not have a meal Erev Shabbos and the afternoon, Shezer Bichlal HaKibur, because you're not going to be hungry, and then you're not going to be have a special meal in honor of Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'chei Rav Chola Mevazeh Samoyados, Chazal also tells the person that's Mevazeh, the Moyados, Ki'ilu Nitpal Le'avoidas Koychav Ma'adkan L'shon, it's as if he's worshipping, as if he becomes a servant of Avodah Zarah, whatever that means, period. Ubsachim darshu la Hashem mikroi kolksiv. Darshu la mikroi. We have a psukim. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, Elohei maseich alo saselach. Do not make for yourselves molten images of gods. V'samach le'eschag hamatzos tishmar. Ayin sham, to make the smichos, anyone that's not going to guard chag hamatzos, yomtev, as if he has made for himself Elohei maseich. Uva'ovois peregimul tanan, hamevazes hamoyados, ein lechelik loilam abo, the Rav perish, deafilu bechol hamoyed kain. The key word is afilu. Some people understand this only referring to chol hamoyed, but it refers to meaning, according to the Rav, it means even chol hamoyed. Certainly, the Yom Tov itself, ayin sham, ve'in yimishum, the yisoid atara oimed al yitzias mitzraim, shabo nisgale koichoi, ugivur asoi. Kaviyachol vehashkachosa yisparach aleinu vehanisim vehaniflaos shaasa imanu vechol hamayadim him zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is critical. It is the foundation of our religion, and it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kol yachol. He can do whatever he wants, and he is the mashkiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the little teeny details of our life. This is the principle of our Yisimun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it is critical for us. All of the Moadim are different dimensions of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we have to make sure that we are Mechabed and Ma'aneg the Yom Tov like we are Mechabed and Ma'aneg Shabbos. Ois Halacha Beis. Ulechein Tanya B'Megillah the Yom Tov Me'achon and Lava L'Beis HaKnesses K'dei L'Hochin Tzorcha Yom Tov. You come late to shul. Why do you come late to shul Yom Tov? Because you have to make the proper preparations. We daven late. We do not make an early Yom Tov. You make a late Yom Tov. That's what it says. Why? In order that you can be more involved. The more time you have erev Yom Tov, the more time you have to make preparations. U'memarin lotzeis k'dei l'saneg, and we daven quickly. No long drashas in shul. In order k'dei l'saneg b'simchas Yom Tov, in order to take delight in the Yom Tov, the ikaro shul Yom Tov tzorch liyos chetzio la Hashem v'chetzio lochem. It has to be 50-50. Cell phones without muksa, I guarantee if cell phones were not muksa on Yom Tov, there would be an app to keep track of how much time you're in shul, how much time you're rejoicing among your family, to make sure that it's exactly 50-50. But Baruch Hashem, it's muksa, so we don't have to go and make these calculations. Even though eating and drinking is mitzvah, don't get carried away. You have to set some time aside for learning. Elokachu hadas baboiker. This is what is logical. This is the law. Baboiker mashkimim kol ha'am lebeis hakin. But what can assist the one in midrashos? Mispalim mekarim mitayrah. We daven and we read the Torah. Be inyan hayoyim relating to the day. V'choizrim lebeit lebotzehem. V'oichlem we eat. V'holchem lebeit midrashos. V'karim we shun and we learn. Ad chatzi hayoyim. Look at this. No one does this today. Okay, you go daven early. You eat. You eat and you drink, and then you go back. You go back to the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, to learn until Chatzos. Where do you see that today? Ad Chatzayom, v'achar Chatzos Hayom, menu mispalim min mincha. We wait until mincha. V'choyzim lebatayim v'den le'echo v'lishtois ad halayla. Ad kalim. So we have another party. Okay, two parties. Shalashudas, the long party. V'hachazonim hamarichim b'gnigunim ein das gedolim lecha mehem, the chazonim that marichim tefillah, the chachomim, the gedolim, do not have delight from this practice. V'zeh ein eloi mechetzio l'Hashem. This is a very famous expression of mechetzio lochem. It's very popular. Everyone quotes this. The chazonim that matriach, the oilam, the Beis HaKnesses, it's not chetzio l'Hashem, and it's not chetzio lochem. So they should stop this practice. Ach, oisam shemis angin bezeh, those who enjoy chazonis, efshar shezehu etzlam oinig. At least the chazan has a good time, right? He enjoys it. He's enjoying it. Etzlam oinig yom tev aval avam frid. I'm sorry. Efshar zeh etzlam oinig yom tev. Aval mi she'enei mesaneg b'zeh inoch lo l'val izman al loy davar. It's a waste of time. V'zehu davar shekvar nitzta'aru al zeh g'doyle Yisrael. The g'doyle Yisrael were not happy with this, the cantors that elaborated in the Beis HaKnesses. V'yesh ha'amoin v'yat ha'amoin tekif aleihem ba'avonesinu harabim. The rabbis have no control. They're under the authority of the board and the president who wants this. Z'chashem shemitzvah lo'ymar davar shenishma. So too, you have to save your battles. Save your battles for more important things. It's not kedai to fight if this is what goes on. So it's not so bad. All right, to each his own. There's been a rebirth. There's been a renaissance in our days of chazonis, no?
Yeah. Remember why I said about when I came from the Ashkenazi, I went to Spain, Toledo. They didn't like the chazonis of the Spartans.
It's an acquired taste. It's like wine. It's an acquired taste. You just can't take a person, a yeshivach, off the street and put him in a shul. They go for 2 hours. Chazonis, it takes time to appreciate what it's all about. Okay, when I grew up, I never even heard about chazonis. Only the last couple of years, there's been a renaissance. Right? It's not for everyone.
It used to be about 50 years ago.
50 years ago, every shul. But then there was a dry spell. It was a dry spell. You never heard this, and now it's some people, some. Look, I know a very big shul, not in this immediate neighborhood. It's a very big shul, so they had a cantor. Oh, they still have it. He's retiring the cantor, and they're not getting him to replace him. Is they had a cantor? He davens every tefillah, shacharis, musaf, and a lot of the balabatim of the last 20 years. They also want to daven. So they made their own, they made a separate minion. Breakaway minion. What's the purpose of the breakaway minion? Nah, it's not hashkama, it's not vesikin, it's not a youth minion. It's because they also want to daven. They want to daven. They have yard site that week, or they just feel part of being the Beis HaKnesses is to participate. And why only the same chazan every single week? So they broke away, they made their own, that minion became more popular. And the regular minion, you know, like all these shuls, which the more popular minion. And the regular minion had the cantor, if they have a contract, they're not going to throw him out. And now he retired. And they're not getting a new chazan. That's it. It's over. This tekufa has come to an end.
The great synagogue.
Well, they come specially for this. Oh, these shuls, you're coming into the shul, you know what you're coming for. You know you're coming to hear, look, you're coming to hear the chazan. Halacha Gimel. V'zehu shenispar she'en lechol bi'erv yomtev b'na mincho l'maylo k'mo k'mein b'yomtev rishoyin k'dei sheyoychal l'te'avoyin b'lel yomtev shen here in chutz li'aretz. We have a halacha that yafti l'te'avoyin. So the same thing is when it comes to the second, the first day yomtev, you should not have a large meal by day so that you have an appetite to eat at night. V'im chal shabbos bi'erev yomtev yoychal sudash rishos k'dei mincho k'tana. So then you have to manipulate. All of a sudden, I always find it very bizarre that when you have a regular Shabbos, who's makbid on Sholosh Sudas? Very, very few people. They're makbid, they go home to wash, to do kahalacha. Not everyone is so makbid on Sholosh Sudas. All of a sudden, when it comes, when Shabbos is also Erev Yom Tov, now you're very makbid on Sholosh Sudas.
You don't want
to
be home.
So you go, you have davening early. I'm davening early because I want to be able to eat one Suda now, and then another Suda later on, or I break up my Suda into two parts. Why is the people becoming when Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? Then there's not a living person that's not going to be machbid on all the zmanim to make sure you're able to have a shalosh shudis with an egg matzah or a regular chametz for the zman. All of a sudden, everyone becomes so super duper machbid. But on a regular Shabbos, you don't find people being so machbid on shalosh shudis. You have to eat the shalosh before an hour and 15 minutes. Which is 2.5 hours, or 1 hour, no, Chatzi Shah, Revius, the Achatzois Hayoim. Something is missing over here. There's something missing over here. Or whatever it is. Besim Yafti before an hour and 15 minutes before sunset.
That's
plug. That's plug. So it's 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours before sunset, you should eat the shalosh shus before that time. Kimash Amar b'simin reish lamid gimel shezehu min mincha kitana l'fi akravas tamid shal bein harbaim ayin sham im shachach, because that's when they brought the tamid shal bein harbaim. The tamid shal bein harbaim was brought by mincha kitana 2.5 hours before sunset. V'im shachach la'asaisa kodim, if you've got to do shalashudus before the zman, yasen achakach, okay, you can eat shalashudus on Erev Shabbos after mincha kitana, but do not eat a lot, only a small amount. V'yachal kezayis ha'kebeitza, v'yoyser ma'at, maybe a little bit more, k'fi mashem mispar b'simin reish sadi aleph, v'sudah Shabbos soch ma'at yoyser mikbeitza, ayin sham. There he says that the sudah is a little bit more than a beitza, I don't know why. Avli yishem v'loshna ha'shas v'shabbos mashem v'dai b'kezayis v'yamdav in tzach sudah period. Okay, it's not a guess this year, because this year Shavuos is not going to be chal on Erev. Shabbos is not before Yomtif, and Yomtif also 2 days ago, but not Shabbos. Let's see what it is. It's Wednesday, Thursday, right? Wednesday, Thursday is Shavuos. Period. Now here is an age-old question: are you mechuyif, or is there an inyan of having shalosh seudos on Yom Tov? Shabbos, of course, but what about Yom Tov? Uve Yom Tov ein tzarich seuda shalishes. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no need whatsoever. Ve'im yeshchiv lechol pas. Perik, that's what halacha. You do not need the shalosh shus only because of the man. Why it says by the man 3 times. I forgot what it says. What's the reason we have shalosh shus on Shabbos? It says hayom 3 times. 3 times by the man, by the man which came down. Ichlu hayom Shabbos. So it says 3 times the word hayom by the man. That's why we have shalosh. So that's only applies to Shabbos. Does not apply to Yom Tov. Period. Next question. The yim yeshchiv lechol pas b'Yom Tov. Do you have to eat bread? Now what about Shabbos? Shabbos b'fresh shulchan aruch. You must eat bread. You must have pas on Shabbos to mekayim the mitzvah of the shalosh, all 3 meals, certainly the first 2 meals, without question. What about Yom Tov? I don't want to eat pas. Can I just eat whatever other dishes? So this is a machlekes. Yesh pluksa b'tayisus b'sukkah v'harasham kasvut she'ein chiv lechol pas dafka. Isn't that unbelievable? You do not have an obligation to wash on Yom Tov. The yoytze b'sharei dvarm. You can eat the other side dishes. Other dishes. V'chei mashmo lahed yesham yushalmi. Avla toysfis b'brachos v'haran b'sukkah sham kasvu she'yesh chiv lechol pas b'yom tov. Miu midivir haran sham niru delav dafka pas shemvarchem alav moitzi lav dafka. Even when toysfis says that on yom tov you have a chiv to eat pas, it doesn't mean mamish bread upon which you make hamoitzi, even pas above a kisten. Ela afilu b'mash shemvarchem alav mizaynes. Sagi ayin sham. Ulhar behechrach kein hu, the bimatza amrinan laila harishan choiva, mikan velech reshus. So he wants to make a very interesting raya. When it comes to matzah, we know the Chazal say the first night is an obligation, and the remaining days is a reshus. What do you mean it's a reshus? What about the suda by the first day in the afternoon morning? What about the shvi shel pesach? That's a reshus? It's not a reshus, you have a pass. No, the answer is you don't. That's exactly just the point. Just kidding, chametz. For ha'ika yoyim rishon v'yoyim v'shvi shel pesach elavadai. So he's making this incredible deek in the Gemara. When the Gemara says achilas pas is a choy v'bilel rishon, mikan ve'elech reshus, I think most of us would assume that means we're referring to cholamoyit. Mikan ve'elech reshus means in cholamoyit you don't have to eat matzah. If you don't eat matzah, there's no obligation to do so. Either you'll get a mitzvah, you have no obligation actually to do so. But to take it so literally that even the first day Yom Tov and the Shri Shal Pesach, you have no chiv to eat matzah, who would go so far to say so? No, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Elavadai, the yoytze b'matzah shira. Well, know that the first day you can be yoytze with egg matzah. Now, egg matzah, now that's not so simple. Okay, we all know that b'zman hazeh we'makbid, only the zikanim, choylim, people who are ill can eat egg matzah. There's a chashash, egg matzah, maybe chametz, because when you mix flour with meperos, and maybe chametz, and also what bracha do you make on egg matzah? So we have a custom to make, when you kaveh asudah, you make hametzi, but that's not so simple. Sfardim make borei minei mezoinois on egg matzah the whole year round.
On regular matzah
also?
Yeah.
Regular matzah, hold this pasta above the kistin. It's crackers. It's like flatbreads. Flatbreads, So why is it different than flatbreads? Everyone agrees that a flatbread you make, that's the class, that's the perfect pass, hababi kisn of shulchan. What flatbreads are? It's like a cracker. Like crackers. That's crackers are better than crackers. Flatbreads are mamish better than crackers. It's mamish a real deal. Crackers, it's really fruit juices. I don't know if they even put water in crackers. But the flatbreads, it's the real deal. Elevadai.
I think the big hefresh is then it is not a chiyuv to have a suda, so to speak, with bread, then you would need lechem mishnah.
Oh, okay, that was coming also. That's another nafkamin, another issue.
You can eat broken matzah, you can use shvar nafesa.
Some say, and I heard that shvarim,
right.
Shvarim are so chashuv, so chashuv, you don't need to have. You don't need. So therefore, he's coming over here. Halachal Ma'asei. The Aruch Hashulchan said that Meikar Hadin. It would appear from the Gemara and from all the Rishonim, from Tosfos and Tupla Tosfos in the Ran, that you do not need to eat, not need to wash on Yom Tov. It's enough. However, obviously, that's not our custom. Obviously, we all know that. Amnam leelsim kaf peches pasku b'tuv shochanoch the misha shachach v'lehisker yal v'yav b'yom brachas amazon b'yom tov machaziri noisoy. This will be enough from the halacha. Kumei b'shabbes ayin sham. Why do you have to return? Everyone knows if you get to say by shalosh su'udois, do you have to repeat the birchas hamazon? No, you definitely do not. Why don't you have to repeat the birchas? If you get to say ritzei at night or by day, you have to repeat the birchas. But if you get to say ritzei by shalosh, you don't. Why? Because you had no obligation to eat the bread to begin with. You only have an obligation according to the letter of the law to eat bread at night and by day. But shalosh su'udos, you don't. So therefore, if you get to say ritzei, you don't have to repeat the birchas hamazon. So therefore, take that lomdus. If you do not have an obligation to wash on Yom Tov, then if you forget to say yaleh v'yavo in birchas hamazon, you have no obligation to repeat the birchas hamazon. Yet the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you forget to say yaleh v'yavo on Yom Tov, you do have to repeat the birchas hamazon. So that logic tells us that it must then be that you do have an obligation, in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, to wash. Mashma, the chayiv lechol pas yechayiv to eat bread.
I don't understand the logic. It could be if you eat bread.
No, go. That's the chiddush of halacha. You only have an obligation to say yaleh v'yavo, or it say if you have an obligation to eat that bread. If I don't have an obligation to eat that bread, then if I omit, then on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I'm exempt. So the fact that Shulchan Aruch says you have to repeat the Yaleh V'yavo in Birchas Hamazon indicates that you had an obligation to eat bread. So that's obviously the yes. The Harosh Zal, yes, that's what it seems. The Harosh Zal, Afal Gav, the Besuka Kosav, She'ein Tzach Pas, Mikol Mokom, Mebrochah Shom Hevi, Shnei Adeos, he's not passing against him. He's saying that his father brought down himself the Brochah's two opinions, and therefore the Torah is following one of the opinions. Umi Zos Vadai, Te'afilu B'mezonos Sagi, this certain, then the Mezonos is enough. V'zeh Shetzorach Lachso, L'Rosh Mishum, De'gam Mebrochah Samein, Sholosh Shorach Lahazkir, Shol Yom Tov. Wow, so he's saying over here, that that's the case. He's saying, he's coming to say that Yitaka don't need to eat bread, he says. And the reason why you have to repeat the Yaleh V'yavo is because that if you eat Mizoinois, and you would say the Yal HaMichya, and you would forget to say, V'samchein B'yoyim Chag, B'yom Tov Hazeh, then you would have to repeat the Yaleh V'yavo, you would have to repeat it. Sarach Laskel Shal Yom Tov.
If you say Al HaMichya, you don't say Ritzei, you don't have to repeat it.
Well, that's because you had to wash. Shabbos is worse. That's because that's different. Because Shabbos, if you go to a Kiddush, and right, you have mezonos,
right,
and you say Al HaMichya, and you forget what it said, you do not have to repeat the Al of the other. That's because the mezonos that you're eating now anyway doesn't count. Shabbos is a higher standard. You have to eat bread.
But you still have to make Al HaGafen, no?
You have to make it, yes, you make Al HaGafen. That's irrelevant. You have to make Al HaGafen, you have to make Al HaMichya.
You don't say Al HaGafen, say.
If you don't say Al HaGafen, no, you don't have to make Al HaGafen. By right. Day, you don't have to, because you don't have to make a Bar Pri HaGafen. You can make Kiddush on bread, on Mizonos. You don't have to make Kiddush B'davk on Yayin.
Yeah, but if you drink wine.
If you drink wine, you forget to say, you do not have to repeat it. You don't. Because that's not the chiv. The Iger chiv Shabbos is bread. Pass. That's tikkun chiyuv. So whatever you're doing with the al hamichya anyway is not going to count to fulfill your obligation. So therefore, if you make a mistake, you don't say ritzei. You don't have to repeat the al hagef the al hamichya. But on Yom Tov, he's saying, I never knew this. Yom Tov, he's saying is that since technically the only thing you need to do to mekayim the obligation is mizonos, so this is your real obligation. If you forget to say v'samcheinu, then you have to repeat the al hamichya. That's an amazing finish. Halacha dalet. Mitzvah lalush pas be'erv yom tov l'chvod yom tov k'moy be'erv Shabbos. Is there a special mitzvah? Many people today I hear that they have a minute, even though the stores are filled with chalais in the stores, selling chalais, people make their own chalais. So is there an Indian to make challah erev yom tov as well? So he says, yes. Mitzvah lalush pas be'erv yom tov l'chvod yom tov k'mo be'erv Shabbos v'chayv l'vtzoy al shtei kikaros. Your question is: there an in of shtei halechem of lechem mishneh on yom tov? L'chayv lechem mishneh only applies to Shabbos because comes from the man. And just like we said, you don't have to have an obligation. There's no obligation to have three meals on yom tov because it was only something miyuchid for Shabbos, not for yom tov. So l'chayv by extension, it's the same source. There should be no obligation of lechem mishneh when it comes to yom tov because the makor for lechem mishneh is the man, and the man was only for Shabbos. It's tarti disastre. Nevertheless, he says mitzvah lalush and yavnat v'chayv levtzer al shtei kikaris b'yom tov k'mo b'Shabbos v'lekvoya kol suda al pirit. All he said doesn't give us the reasons. He says that's how it is. You have an obligation of what? The bun fell. The bun fell twice.
Yeah, so it's the same like Shabbos.
So if that's the case, so you should have three meals also. Because by the bun it says Hayom Ichlu Hayom Kishabas Hayom. So you want to differentiate. So since it says the word Hayom specifically in regard to Shabbos, you have three Su'udos. But as far as the bun falling doubly the day before, that is, doesn't say the word hayom, so that you have an obligation. Okay, yeah, you have to make that chiluk between the lechem mishneh. So lechem mishneh you definitely need, but you do not need to have. You don't have to have a shalosh seudas. And by the way, if you don't have lechem mishneh, you have an obligation to wash without lechem mishneh. People think I don't have lechem mishneh on Shabbos, so you know what? We can skip the bread. Anyway, that's nonsense. Just because you don't have lechem mishneh, you still have an obligation to eat whatever you have. If you have bread, so eat the bread, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not mekayim the suda unless you eat pas. The separate thing of lechem mishneh. Next halacha is v'lekvaya kol suda al dogim ubasar v'yayin. Three different places, three different things: dogim, fish, meat, and yayin. B'mekaymo sheyayin matzui, where wine is common. Now, why dogim? Dogim l'choy was something that's also miyuch only for Shabbos. Kol oichel dog b'yoyim dog. Nitzel medina shel dog. Anyone who eats what?
Why? A few years
ago. Why?
Because
back to Maisa Bereishis. Right. The fish did not. There are many reasons. Only thing that you can say is an anical for Maisa Bereishis is fish, because all of the animals, it was a second edition. The marble is a new world. The marble, anything that was in the marble is in a different category. But the fish are survivors all the way back from Maaseh Bereishis, the Bria. So that's one time. There are many other reasons. Dogim, Kalbi Kabbalah, have the Nefashos, the Gulgulim. Anyone likes Gulgulim? Of Tzadikim. There's Dogim, there is Behemois and Chayos. So Dogim, and Oifos. Dogim are Tzadikim. Oifos are the Benoinim, and the Basar are the Rishoyim. So you're making Tikkunim. Tikkunim, so Shabbos, you want to be Mesakein the Tzadikim. I never said that. I strike that from the record. I deny I ever said that. Okay, whatever that means. Now what about Basar? Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. The truth is, there's no chiyuv to have basar. I once asked Rabbi Reisman this. Is there a chiyuv to have meat on Shabbos? So you took out the index of the Mishnah Berurah. You know that index in the Mishnah Berurah? So we found it in a very obscure, the same one who wrote Yad Moshe, he wrote the index to the Mishnah Berurah. So in a very obscure place, you would never in a million years think of looking to find this halacha. But Mishnah Berurah, Derech Agav, in the middle of the night, out in the land.
It's Yayin, it's not.
What?
I think the Mishnah Berurah says today the chiyuv is actually Yayin.
On Shabbos? Yeah. But Basar, he says there's no chiyuv to eat Basar on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. If you, it's a nice thing to do to eat Basar, but you have no obligation to eat fleshiks. and an obligation. Well, a lot of shalom is a parim. A lot of shalom is a parim. Beans and potatoes. That's the name. There's no obligation. It's a mitzvah. But Yom Tov, there is a chiyuv. Because Yom Tov, it says this samachta. It does not say anywhere in the Torah simcha in connection to Shabbos. But it says simcha in connection to Yom Tov. Pesach, it doesn't say Yishuv, it doesn't say Simcha. Shavuos, it says it once. And Sukkot, it says it twice. But we makish all of the Yom Tov one to another. And if you have the chiv to have basar in Simcha al-basar. And also in Simcha al-basar, the yain, wine as well. Okay. But why dogim? Dogim is a very big mystery. Why should there be an minyan to have dogim on Yom Tov? Dogim, l'chayr, according to all the Sifrei Kabbalah and all those that are familiar with these top concepts, is miyuchid for Shabbos. Dogim is not something which really has a place on Yom Tov. The classic example, the classic expression is called oichal dog, bidog, nitzal midog. Anyone who eats dog, fish, b'yoyim dog, 3 plus 4, dal 4 plus 3 is 7, is nitzal midog, dina gehenim, the din of gehenim. A fish somehow connects to the concept of Shabbos. Why should fish connect to Yom Tov? It's a mystery, unless you want to say that all of the Moadim are also called Shabbos. Okay, that's a general thing. And since the Torah says, Pesach is called Shabbos, Shabbason, all of the Moadim are called Shabbason, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason. So Mela, as an extension, we also have dog, but he mentions dog in Mubasar of the Yain in period. The Mukaimo Shayain Matsu, where Yain is Matsu. Or the big day Yom Tov, you Yoyser Taivim Mishal Shabbos. You have better clothing for Yom Tov than you have for Shabbos. Mishum to be Yom Tov Chayav B'Simcha, it says explicitly in the Torah the word Simcha. And we tam zeno agul harbos b'macholim Yoyser b'Shabbos period. V'nim zu b'gumara, de b'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach v'Shavuos v'Roshana v'Shmini Atzeres Marim Harbe b'Sud Ayin Sham. Only these days. The first day Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Shmini Atzeres. What about the second day of Pesach? What about Sukkot? Okay, I don't know. Marbim harbe besudas ayin sham v'yesh akasu b'shemukushemakam besudas shlishis shal yamtiv oichlam peros. Here he goes into the besudas shlishis peros v'yesh oisim oitav shal besudas hayoyim yoisem mehargelos l'shem suudas shlishis v'yesh lechalek b'yamtiv goizim l'tinoikos. Another concept, we should give out nuts to children, treats. Okay, new words in the vocabulary today, treats. You know, here, let's go to Lakewood, they give the children treats. Treats. Next, Kasfu Harambam, the Kol Hayamim Toivim Asudim Behesped Vitainis, and Yamtiv, there are no Hesped no Tainis, Vechayav Odom Lahayas Bachem Samech Vitoiv Leif, Hu Ubona Vishto, Ibn Ibn Vachol Nilvim Loi, Shenemar Vissamachta Bechagecha, Ata, Uvitecha, Ishtach, it says over all everyone in the family, Vahalevi Vagir Vayasam Hulu. Even though when the Torah says simcha means he has given them meat of karbanos, yesh bechlal oisa simcha lismoyachu banav nebeso kolechad kiroi lo, whatever gives them joy. Ketzad hakatanim noisim lechem kiloyos viagoizim. Nuts. Times have changed quite a bit. They're not going to be satisfied today with nuts. Today you have to give them a lot more umigdonos. A lot of other things to keep them happy. Umigdonos. The Hanashim, I always used to think like children are spoiled, you know, like someone said to me, no, I brought them into this world. It's my duty to make them happy. And that totally changed my perspective. I was brought up with a whole different attitude. It's like, you know, Fenfi, my parents are very good to me, don't get me wrong. But like, you know, don't be a spoiled brat. You know, earn your keep in this world. And this person is an older person, and he said to me, no, it's right, but I brought them here. Bringing a child into this world, you just can't let them be miserable. You take upon yourself a responsibility to make them happy. You brought them, you have a responsibility. You know, that's shook me up, that statement. It has to, obviously, it has to be a balance. Obviously, there is a balance. Beautiful clothing can be according to your what you could afford. That are depressed. Nefesh, a person does not give food to other people that are bitter. Ein zo simchas mitzvah, simchas kresoi. If you don't bring simcha to the people, then you only bring simcha to your stomach. Ve'al eile nemar zivchehem kilechem oinim. Their sacrifices are like bread of affliction. Uzirisi peras al penechem. I'm going to spread your waste upon your face. Peras chagechem, the waste of your festivals. V'zoyar hizir me'od al zeh. Okay, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Anyone that is hungry, let them come and enter. Sha'adam oichal v'shoyse v'samech b'regel lo yamshich b'yayin v'kal esroi sh'schoik. Sha'sichlus v'yasichoik v'kal esroi sh'ein esimcha el ele hoilulus. The sichlus is foolishness v'loi nitzavinu ele ala voida shal simcha sh'nemar tachas. Asher lo yavadito as Hashem lokecha b'simcha uv'tuv leivav meroiv kol. V'i efshar la'avod es Hashem ele mitoch yishuv ha'nefesh. That's the greatest brach in life. To have yishuv hanefesh. You have yishuv hanefesh, you can get through any situation. If you have, don't have yishuv hanefesh, you may have it all, but you really have nothing. Bezdin bizman habayis lahamid shaitrim. They should go out and inspect. They should inspect all of the stores. Umechapsim biganois uvepardesim v'al hanoharos v'chol mekomo shel tiyul. Look what it says. They go. They have to inspect all the places of entertainment, of public entertainment. Shelo yiskabsu sham leachov v'lishtois anoshim v'noshim v'yavol lidei avera. It is the duty of the bezin to make sure that in places, public places, there is no taruvis. V'chein yashiru b'davar zel l'chol ha'am shelo yisarvu anoshim v'noshim b'batayim b'simcha shelo yimshchu b'yayin ishnan get drunk v'kol shkin rikudim u'mechaylois b'yachad. Mixed dancing, heim me'avoynos hagedolim. This is something which the Aruch HaShulchan battled in his time. He had these issues. It's a modern community. He dealt with people that were very modern. They had these issues of mixed dancing. Heim me'avoynos hagedolim ve'oinsham gadol me'oid me'oid. Okay,
these. Yom Tov,
because that's the time when people get together. They want to enjoy. What they want to enjoy. They want to get together. They want to enjoy themselves. So one thing leads to another. You see, yeah, you have to appreciate these things. You know, everything sounds good on paper, but in reality, it's a different way. I once told you this. I used to grow up like, what's the big deal? Mixed seating. What's the big deal? You know, so all the gedolim by their weddings, by their children's weddings, they had mixed seating. They had everything was fine and good. I told you this once. I always made very light of this until one time I was invited on Shabbos to a Shabbos Sheva Brachas. Shabbos Sheva Brachas. And it was a little more modern crowd, but most of the people there, like the parents, they were more modern, but most of the friends, the people there, were all like from yeshiva light, B'nai Torah, from yeshiva. So there was going to be mixed seating. And half the guys and the people were already married, and they were already married. So we all came to the Sheva Brachos, and they all put us in the mix, and everyone was mixed seating. And around the table were all the couples of all the guys in the class. My class all got married, all sitting around. And everyone's wife was dressed like mamish, you know, dressed to kill, and sitting around the table there for two, three hours. And after 2-3 hours, I understood. I really understood that, you know, times have changed. Times have changed. It's not as the Rabbonim who warn against mixed seating. They're coming from a very, very a good place. After sitting around 2-3 hours, and people who are very sonua, very, you know, very discreet, after sitting around with your friend's wife for 2-3 hours and start schmoozing, a couple of drinks, and loosening up, and some of the conversation, type of conversation, how things started going, and you're dealing with, you know, chashra people, b'nei Torah. You know, sitting around, and everyone is dressed to kill, and v'chulu, in tight quarters. Things start looking very different. So then I began to understand, like, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe they're, who am I to question? It's a...
My time, everybody...
Yeah, because it was a different generation. A different generation. It's a different sense. I'll give you a mashal. I told you this. I read this article of a Shabbos. It really irritated. And it irritated me. It shook me up. I told you, we had a discussion about that you need to learn Musar. So there's an age-old debate going back, not from this generation, is do you need to learn Musar? If you sit and learn 16 hours a day Gemara, Talmud, that will give you all the Musar you need. In a daf gemara, you'll be shoyev all the mesilas yesharim, all of the chavis halavavis, shari tshuva. You don't need to learn. Spend time learning the mussar. A daf gemara memela. It's so sacred. It's so intense. The shakla v'tayir the gemara to figure out the harv of a teisvis memela. You'll become an incredible baal mussar. So this goes an argument goes back 200 years. So some said yeah, and some said no. Not true. You can harva your whole life over a daf gemara. You'll never become a baal mussar unless you sit down with a mesilas yesharim and will work on mussar. So this person is an expert in kiruv rechaykim and dealing with children who are off the derech. And he says, not only today, learning a daf gemara is not going to give you mussar. It's not going to even give you emuna. Would you believe what he said? He says he deals with children. He says he once gave a shir. He gave a shir, a pep talk to the mechazik, the bnei Torah. And in the room with the Bnei Torah were the Rebbeim and the Menalim and the Mashkichim, and he told, I want now the Rebbeim and the Menalim and the Madrichim to walk out. I want to talk to the Bachim all along. They all walked out, and then he said, okay. He took off his jacket, and he started talking. He said, tell me, let's be real honest. No one's here listening, no one's watching here. How many of you really want to be here in this yeshiva? How many of you really, really believe in this and believe in that? And he started asking really tough questions. And the answers he got was shocking. Like a lot of people who are really serious people, who look serious from very chasher families, really struggle with major issues of emuna. And like, you know, he would work on them. And then he brought back the Rebbeim and he started, you know, with the Shtarker, the Torah, the Muna. And then he told the Rebbeim privately, you know what I did? I took you out and I spoke to them. You know, it's a whole different world. You're living in a dreamland. You think everything is all for show, but you have to know. You have really. So he said, and he told Rebbeim, used to be the debate, you learn Daf Gemara, do you also get Musar? But Emuna, when you learn a Daf Gemara 16 hours a day, Emuna, who's not a Maimon? Who's not a Maimon? Ani Maimon, who's not a Mamish, a hardcore Maimon from learning the Talmud 16 hours a day? He says, well, times have changed. Let's forget about Musar. The debate used to be learning a Daf Gemara will give you Musar. Even learning a Daf Gemara will make you a Maimon. There are challenges. It's a very complicated world out there. So you got to be very careful. Okay, you got to be very careful in Emunas Chacham. He writes over here, it's from the Avoynos HaGedoylim, the Einshim Gadol Me'oid Me'oid V'Yizaru Midavar Kezeh Shezeh Pesach Le'oivrei Avera V'Chazal Shili Kiddush Amru Sakba D'Shasa, which means the Sakana, means the cause. I don't even know what it means, the cause, the Sakana, the bringing on of sin, D'Shasa Rigla. What does that mean? It means that on Yom Tov is a time of sakana when things people can do averos, which can cause them to do averos throughout the entire year. Ve'anachnu, I don't know what this means. Amcha beis Yisrael tzrichim lios muvdolim midvarim ke'elu kedersiv kidoyshim tihiyu b'siyat Shmaya. Okay, so we finish at least this simon. Tomorrow, Mishnah, we'll do the laws of Eish. Okay, the next hand I'm skipping around because 90% of these halakhas are really very not relevant for us because they're all about food preparation. So I want to learn tomorrow about the laws of lighting a fire and extinguishing a fire because that indeed is much more relevant for us on Yom Tov.